A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Tomorrow about this time, have your seats. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see glory. I only see glory. Now that has just liberated a lot of you who thought you were downcast, who thought that you were called off. Glory. You only need the glory of God to shine upon you. And actually, that changes everything. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of God says that where the Lord is, you know, some of you wanted me to say the Spirit. Where the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of God is. Now, this Holy Spirit, this Holy Ghost, is not just mere air. And what has happened? Thank you, Jesus. Someday, he descended on you. You want me to say Jesus? Eh? Someday, he descended on you like a dove. Something changed. Only that you don't remember what changed. You know what changed? There was liberty on the inside of you, but also outside. Did you guys get it? Eh? Something changed. Thank you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of God is, all sickness flees. You guys stop taking these things for granted and casually. How can you be with a sickness for 20 years? Remember that guy who was at the well? Eh? Actually, no, 20 years I've given you small. Eh? For 40 years, the guy is there. Something changed. Only that you don't know what really changed. Eh? I said, where the Spirit of God is, there is what? There is freedom. There is liberty. Your pockets have to be liberated. You guys get it? Eh? These are not mere words to talk about. Eh? That now you say, so we're liberated. So what? Freedom what? No. Everything about you has to change. I said everything. You didn't hear me, eh? Actually, if you knew what was really happening now, eh? Everything changed. Because something came upon you, and that is actually the Holy Ghost. Eh? And you see, that day, he came like a dove. Like a dove. The Holy Spirit is not a dove. Eh? You guys get it, eh? I saw a white bird. Holy Spirit. Okay. Let me disturb some religious fellows. Eh? Every Friday you're looking at the Holy Spirit like this. Okay. No, no, but you're a man. He's a person. Ah, okay. You guys are like going for the barrio, eh? You see, eh? You should have decided now to come. You see, scripture says that he laid aside his majesty. If he had come with, you know, with his wholeness, some of you might not actually stand him. So you see, you know, that was a sign. A dove was a sign. That's why he says, like a dove. Do you have it? And the Holy Spirit descended in what? Bodily form, like a dove upon you. Hallelujah. Don't read these things religiously. You may miss out. And actually say, Holy Spirit, where are you? I say, what? The Holy Spirit all along has been with you. Because you said, I'm born again. That's actually an added advantage. Eh? Hmm? Remember Simon the sorcerer, eh? Not Apostle Simon. Eh? Not the man in blue, no. Eh? Said, you, Simon, you don't have the what? The Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Every time we come here, there is a fellowship of the Holy Spirit that is really happening. Now, I'm not saying these things like a religious guy. Say, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of whatever. You see, eh? That's actually how most of you actually are missing it. Do you know the fellowship of the Holy Ghost? When he comes here. Some of us move with him every day. We are liberated to that extent. Don't think that today you have him and then he flees and then he says, okay, no. You first go and repent the entire night, then I'll come. No, it's not like that. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You guys get it, eh? Even if you fornicated. Okay. Some of you need to hear that. Eh? Okay. He has told us to go and what? Eh? Yeah? Do you know the person of the Holy Spirit? Eh? Most of you, eh? Most of you are funny, eh? You enter there hiding, what? I say, ah, Lord, let me first come. Eh? First stay there, let me what? Eh? I say, what? No. The Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. Do you realize that actually you've lied, but actually his mercies endure forever? He's still there. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, that meant that in every condition, that's why he said it, not just when you actually you are lacking rent. Eh? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Not when the kagai has chucked you, eh? But also some of you are chuckers. Eh? The Holy Spirit is coming down upon you. I'll tell the Holy Spirit to descend on you. Eh? You see, eh? Thank you, Jesus. You see that? Every time we come here, there is a fellowship that is going on. Most of you pray not in fellowship with him. That's why when you're praying, you present all your whatever. Even actually after you have prayed, eh? Nothing shifted. Nothing shifts. Something has to shift. Eh? Hmm? Here we're not talking about prayer without ceasing. Eh? Because you realize actually you've gone to what? Hell's flames. What? What's that place called? And you've knelt with on sharp stones. Yeah? To accelerate the crying so that you might actually get the attention of God. Zero. There you've actually scored a zero, eh? This lady, of course she's not here. Eh? 2018 there. Eh? We are still at Agro House there. Eh? Who knows Agro House? Some of you don't know your Kenya. Eh? Anyway, we left the place. Eh? So you, you what coming? Eh? Those days I would invite people for fellowship to get something really, really great. Eh? So he said, I'm going for a radical kesha. So, okay. 1 month, 2 months. Because you see, if it was radical, indeed, her life could have changed radically. Yeah? I'm relaying something here. Do you know there are places where the Holy Ghost is not? Eh? Okay, is there the devil? Because there is not an atmosphere that has been created. This thing starts with the choir. Even at home, eh, you are in it. And you know when he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, it's just as simple as that. When we say that, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. So you cannot think negatively about yourself. Because actually there are thoughts which are not acceptable. Eh? He says, where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty, there's no negativity. You understand? Eh? Don't entertain those negative thoughts. Eh? I don't care. Eh? You see? Eh? Do you know for how long I've stayed with this disease? Handle me carefully because I might die easily. No. You see, eh? I will not handle you carefully. Eh? I'll radically put you there, eh? So that you enjoy the blessing and the honor and the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. So this thing is orchestrated. I'm talking about now what we call the presence of God, which is really what we call the Christ. Okay, I've lost many people. Eh? Umepotea. Eh? You are lost. Eh? The Holy Spirit is the person, what we call the Christ, that anointing. That is what they received at the day of Pentecost. They received the Christ. Now, who is this Christ to you? Who just sought you for this month? Eh? Concerning rent, eh? And then work hard. I know I have to work hard. That's not the person of the Holy Spirit. Eh? The Christ, the anointing, he is all that. He is the best feeling you could ever feel. That moment, man, when you feel behind me there is a guy who loves pork. When you have actually that, you know, I also eat pork. Eh? The Holy Testament, you know, you guys are still stuck in some things. Man, that thing is good. Eh? Tomorrow I might watch. If the Holy Spirit comes down upon me, I will. No, I'm joking. Eh? You see, eh? If he can actually sort your sickness to the malaria, and then, as you know, these sicknesses are everywhere. You never know. You see, eh? Do you know there's a place you occupy and actually there's no sickness? Eh? Any sickness. There is a lady in your family born in July. They have a lot of forgetfulness as a sickness. We shall see what to do. Memory loss, something like that. I don't know if it's a friend of yours, but someone born in July. Which month are you born? Eh? November. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you what I saw. Who deals in waru, Irish potatoes? No, the I saw more like I can't call it a sickness, but it's a what? What are diseases for what? For those things. It hit those things so hard, and in every area, I could see more like as if some people say, "Hey, we have another pandemic in Irish potatoes." You see, waru. It's called waru, right? You who is actually into that, when that day comes, you will know what to do. Meaning that be prepared. You see, I don't know whether you stock some medicine, which is what, which doesn't expire, I don't know. But something like that. But also, I saw these things I saw moments ago, before I came here. It was something to do with the state house of this nation. Crying what? Crying. Okay. But we preserve that person. To be specific, he's a man in the state house. Yeah, that is what. And this is actually taking a few months. It was to take a few months before pure the guy checks out. Rembra masira rera barabore masarande. Remasira rembra maraba. Father, we are for life. Sira rambre korezara boreba. Masarara boreba karazo kore barabaraba. Zikarambro mosira rembra. Pray for the entire state house. Pray in other tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Who is a supporter of Liverpool? Okay, I'm joking. So, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, Liverpool fans. Okay. I guess some of you don't know what I'm. You actually don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Let's get back to spirituals. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is. Where is the Spirit? Where? So you cannot behave as though you don't have Him. He's a person. When you are in fellowship with Him, He comes as a person. There is a trading that is happening. In fellowship with Him, when I call, let's say name, Jen, who comes? Is it Mary? It's Jen that comes. It is the same thing here. When you call the person, He comes actually. He's wanting to share who He is. As you share who who you are. There is a trading going on. You see it? As you trade your ashes, he gives you beauty. Now that's fellowship. That's fellowship. Not merely gathering. Every time I see him moving around, and at some point we also demonstrate it by moving around. You see that? He comes only that. When he comes, he still sees that a lot of us are still holding on to our rent, our whatever. There's something that should be happening. You are trading us. There's a trading happening. Holy Spirit. Holy to mean it is pure. Not what you think. Today I stayed in the house. I watched Telemundo. I didn't lie. I didn't... It's not that. You see that? Thank you, Jesus. You guys get it? When you set out to pray, make sure that there is a trading. I'm trading my sorrows. You know that old jam? Eh? You are trading who you are. Because he knows that in your human form, there could be falters here, things here, whatever. So you actually, because all that you are looking for is liberty. You guys get it? Eh? So you cannot just pray now, after today, you cannot just pray like a what? Another common religious guy out there. Let us pray. Katika jina la Yesu, Roho Mutakatifu. Now, you see, again you need to go away from the routine. He's ever new. Every time actually you set out to pray, he wants to bring something new on the table. As that trading is really happening. Eh? Even increasing your salary. Thank you, Jesus. He's new. Every morning wants to make you new every morning. The person of the Holy Spirit. The person of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Christ. Who carries that thing called Christ. Is actually that salvation. The totality of it, salvation, to save you, to save, because when you are saved, there is liberty. When you're saved from a disease, what is even the most disturbing bosses? You see, of course, some of you steal their money. I'm not what, Okay, but this side, even the other side. But that light is here, Thank you, Jesus. You see, All of you are becoming radiant. Very, 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 very radiant. In the person of the Holy Spirit. In that anointing, you find yourself there and things change. You see, did you know you have him 24/7? Did you know he cannot actually go? No matter what, I'm telling you, no matter what. You just need to increase the consciousness of him. Of him. Some of you don't know. You go for an interview and you fear that guy putting on specs. I don't know what I... No. Be liberated. Why do you quake? Why do you shake? Eh? Do you know that actually the Holy Ghost is not a respect of man? Especially that disturbing one. Now, don't care what actually came between the two of you. For as long as you're a child of God, all things work out for your good. All. Okay, let me say it like this. Even if you are the one who started the argument, ladies, you see it, because all is longing for. You see, that's why there is mercy. This one, you are the one who started it. So me, the Holy Spirit, I'm not involved. No. He's more concerned about what you started by yourself. Yeah? And it waits left than actually what you think. Than actually how you think about yourself. Yeah? He's more deliberate to change everything about you than actually than you know the way you pursue him. He's more concerned about how you feel than actually how you feel about him. That's the person of the Holy Spirit. More concerned. Actually, he pursues you more than you pursue him. Did you know that? No. Seek the face. Seek the face. Huh? Child of God. The day you become light, yeah? Light on those things, eh? Light, like you weigh lightly, yeah? You enter him, descend in him, and ascend in him, because you see there's that thing, eh? You realize that all your fears, you see, this is when you say, but I have him. Who can be against me here? You see, actually that comes in handy. all the time, he comes wanting to change you through dreams, whatever. No, okay, we cancel nightmares. In the name of Jesus. Nightmares. All, any kind of nightmares. I'm talking about wrong spirits. In the name of Jesus. Whether they visit you during day or night, in the name of Jesus, I cancel that in the name of Jesus. You get into the real fellowship of him, and then you feel good. Thank you, Jesus. You will learn to walk with him, because you'll have actually the consciousness that actually is in you. Now, you can hear these words as though you've actually heard them before. But actually, may today these words actually now become tangible. Do you know you can touch him? Do you know you can feel him? Many times. I remember I went to what? To what? There's a place. Is it what? Elementite to pray. Yeah? Usually, I would first pray and, you know, enter such spaces and what. But this time round, as I was actually going down to a dead lake, there's a dead salty lake down there. I wanted to what, cast it more. I said, no. So, as I was sloping down, So I was triggered by that presence. Then I had no choice but to enter it. All along, it's actually here. Eh? So I don't have to do a lot of things. Eh? Actually, it's there. Eh? I don't know how I can explain this. Do you know, he is the most he is the most impressionable person you can ever meet. You could ever meet. You can easily impress Holy Spirit. No fast prayer for 40 days. So you what? Of course, he knows that some of you, from 9 to about 11 there, you are knocked out. And then you go to the fridge. Hello. You say, what drink, what? You see, you know you can impress Jesus easily. Okay. You can impress Jesus easily. You know, I'm not talking about, you know what? This is not theology. You see, this is not Bible school. You see, where they say, no sabbatical, 7 days sabbatical. First 6 days, no sick. Go harder. What do you see? I said, no, go hard. Yeah? Okay. He's called Emmanuel. Where is he now? You see? So a person near you can easily impress those people knowing how you operate with them. And let me tell you, there is no sin. There is no any dark moment that actually he can run away from you and say, you first deal with yourself, then I'll come back after you've stopped lying. Okay. Of course, we know that it's on record. You lie every day. It's on record. Even if you skipped, you'll always compensate. For that day, you've... During day, broad daylight. And at night. We all know it. You lie to the boss, you lie to your spouse, you lie to this and what. You lie to your friends, even best friends. So you wonder whether they are best or what. I am around here at Kasaran. But you know, man, you are there in Naivasha. You see, you see now here there's a culture. Until I told them, you change that culture. A typical person who comes from this land, they'll tell you, I'm coming. Until you tell us where you are. So that we can plan very well. So that we can estimate. And until now, realize that these guys are. You see, be truthful at some point. Say, I'm coming. Yeah. Okay, some of us are not your boyfriends and girlfriends. You see, that you can keep on lying and lying. And most of you have lied to Pastor Sam. I've lied to Apostle. I've lied to Shida. You see? You see? But you see, with all that going on, scenarios, conditions, and all that, he says, I will never leave you. Let me repeat this. You can impress Jesus at any time. Some of you don't think it's actually possible. Because you are actually still clinging to what the religious man told you before. That you know to make, you have to be what? You see, you have lived your righteousness. What you think that, but actually it's overburdening you. You understand that? The day you will know that he's not really accusing you. Somewhere he says that now, he says now. He doesn't say tomorrow. He says now. There's no condemnation. He pursues you until the gates of hell. Who is that person? He pursues you. To pursue is to run after. To the extent that he cannot let you fall in that thing. You'll hear him speak from today. Just try to be open. Be open. you'll hear him speak. He's never gone quiet. You know, some people have been told, sometimes God has 2-3 answers. Yes, no, and wait. You see, they lied to you. You will know in two ways that all things are working for your good. But also he says that all his answers, that is so liberating. I'm telling you. Says no, no. You will know when actually he tells you don't go there. You will know because you have him. He becomes your guide. He becomes so. Let me tell you, you just need to increase his consciousness. Don't imagine him as whatever. No, he's a person. He always comes in fellowship with you. You, when you call upon him, he comes. He comes. Sir, okay, how do you feel about that? Of course, I feel bad. I checked him, but I still love him. But you know, oh, okay. But how do you feel about it? It becomes a conversation. Most of you say, yeah, harder. There's a guy I've always told you about. We are praying, and what? The moment he entered like this, yeah, I knew the guy was not in the spirit. And at some point, people started what lifting chairs, yeah. And I looked, and I'm like, something is amiss here. Actually, the spirit of God wasn't there. Okay, that is my story because I know it. Okay. Some of you girls can't detect liars. Yeah? Let me stop there. Some people may stone me. Thank you, Jesus. Open for me, John 3:8. John 3:8. Thank you, Holy Ghost. John 3:8. He says, the wind blows where it wishes. Can you find yourself there? You think it's this wind that makes what? Things fall. It says, and you hear the sound of it. This is still you. Says it. Then he says, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. Then he says, so is everyone who is born of the Spirit. See, you becoming this. You change just like that. For some reason, they don't know where you're coming from. You see some guys who ordained you? Who ordained you? When did you start to prophesy? Who ordained? You don't know where I'm coming from. You don't know. And by the way, you'll never know. You see this? Okay, that also applies to you. How things change drastically. The Spirit of God doesn't have space and time. He can change you overnight. And then, no, this person, no. You see, just like that, I know what I'm talking about. You don't have a car? Somehow you wake up and it's there. Okay. No. Tell people to work hard for those things. Tell people about hard work. Step number one, wake up early. I'm not that. Yeah? Okay. Because I'll be into the work hard syndrome. And no matter what we reveal these things to you, still, you see, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, and when you embrace Him, He lightens up things. A person who has actually, waking up at 4 a.m., realized, man, okay, you mean at 7 I can strike and... You actually who has, clients. He says that when you have the Spirit of God here, you don't know where clients come from. I don't know whether you understand. They can't trace. They can't trace it. And I want you to take such stuff, very, 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 very vigorously, radically. You don't know. They can't tell where even you are going. You see that business? Chris Kirby started it. Where is he now? So okay, am I Chris Kirby? Are you Chris Kirby? Why are we even talking about the guy? It's me. You see, if you have a problem with that, those are yours. You see, you start up a business and then you factor in miscellaneous? You never know. This is earth. This is earth. You can come up with all theories. And then you miss out. In every business, there are ups and downs. But also, there is a revelation which says, from glory to glory. Do you know why His mercies are there? To cater for those downs. You can't factor those downs in your business. You can't. As a person of the Spirit, you can't. You definitely can't. Please stop that nonsense. It's coming from hell. I was telling someone, there is a segment of men that to them, death is real. We allowed them. And indeed, that's how you, whatever. You see, when you start to live, don't factor death. Because life and death are separate ways. I'm telling you the truth. That's actually when you even see your business coming up, everything rising up. Because now they are being attracted to a magnet called life. Life, 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 life. Someday you didn't know death. Boom! Live until he told you when you do this. You'll actually certainly die. And then, all of a sudden, you started now. So if cancer, you say what? The hair, what? You see it? Why don't you have the consciousness of life? The tree of life. The tree of life. The wind blows. This is you. And it goes where it wishes. You see? Because you see, when you have the Spirit, He will tell you. You will hear Him speak. Only that, when He speaks, we can't hear. We are all clogged and burdened with negativity. Now, there is nothing that hinders the Spirit of God. Like negativity. You see, the moment you factor in negativity, whatever, I promise you, He will speak and speak and speak and speak. There was a day, actually the first day we opened this fellowship, that is on the 6th of May, here at Lutheran Plaza, here, somewhere there in town. So after the fellowship, so I told a certain lady that, which I'm going to also buffer you with. I now shared it with some people. Remember Elijah? where it says that, and this, and God was not in the earthquake. And God wasn't in what? And he wasn't in what? Fire. So who was there? Who was there? The devil. Eh? You see how you miss it? Eh? The Lord could not talk. Actually, he spoke. He came through a fire. The guy, because the guy was in a panic mode. Eh? Factor in this whatever. And guess what actually took him downhill like that? Eh? All in a panic. It was just a text message from Jezebel. Eh? If I see you, cross. And the guy went into a panic mode. But you see, he descended from his reality of life. Where moments ago, you remember, he had just called down a fire. You think this fire, he was not familiar with this fire? He had called a fire. So he knows what how fire looks like. And also he knew how he could communicate through the fire. Do you guys get it? Eh? Actually, the Lord was all in those things. But he couldn't. He couldn't hear. I'm telling you, that one. First, leave that cowboy. There's things that I don't like about prophets. First, leave. Lord. Can't I think for myself? You know, most of you are like that. Can't I what? Oh, everything, prophet, everything. The day. Or we check out and we leave you with some religious pharaohs and you see how they take you down. A prophet is wishing to die, you see. You see. Actually, the Lord was in all those. He was in the fire. He was in the earthquake. He's trying to trigger his attention. The guy is... It's religious to think that actually it was who? It was the devil in those things. It was actually the Lord. Until now, the guy calmed down and then he heard. He says, through a still small voice. He is not always going to speak in a still small voice. Again, some of you are so religious. Okay. I see some guys have been bending and then they are... The Spirit of God is the Spirit, you see. You cannot just clog him in just one way. No, he comes in a wind. Then he speaks. Then what? You see, he can speak to you in every way. Would you allow him chance to do that? Would you open up more into that understanding? Would you please? Would you? Eh? Do you know he speaks all the time? Eh? Eh? Did you know he speaks all the time? Eh? Hmm? Give me what? Job. Job 33. Job 33. Start from 13. Job 33. Why do you contend with him? To contend is to argue. Eh? With him? For he does not give. Give me another version. Give me NIV. He says, why do you complain to him that he responds to no one's words? For me, I pray the Lord is not saying anything. Prophet, help me. He's actually speaking. Only that you are not aware. And when he speaks, you can't tell. You don't know his ways and his operations. You see that? You don't know even how to impress him easily. You don't know. You don't know how to create an atmosphere. Master also said this, that honoring goes beyond. Okay, double honor, shout, it's not that, you'll get to know it. Why do you complain to him that he responds to no one's words? Go down. For God does speak. He says, for the Spirit of God speaks. Eh? Now one way, now another. He says, all the time, eh? In any way. That's what he's actually saying. Eh? Though no one perceives it, but now, for you now, you are perceiving it. Eh? Yeah? Then he says, in a dream. What does this dream mean? I was eating nyamachoma. Yeah? Man, begin preparing for the feast. Eh? You see, eh? It can be a wedding. You see, eh? So the Lord is really confirming to you that actually you are eating nyama. Say, nyama means death. You see how he's speaking and then you're misinterpreting things. Let me ask that thing again. When did actually dreaming about nyama become death? When? You see superstitions and diviners explaining these things and interpreting them. Not men with the spirit. You see, eh? Okay. As some of you run to stupid guys to interpret these things. Actually, you know you can actually get interpretations. At some point when you have such, of course, every dream that is negative, you wake up and rebuke it. Immediately. Not hivi karibuni. There and then. So you rebuke. I cancel your rebuke in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. I am this and what. And at that moment, you are actually operating in the spirit. The spirit actually comes and erases all that. As you are trading that negativity, he actually now brings life. Before you know it, you've actually entered in liberty. Liberty. Freedom. Don't carry it along and then you say, I had that dream, it disturbed me. Rebuke it and forget it. I've said it. I'll not repeat that. Please, 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 don't postpone these things. A rat chasing you. Of course, some of the dreams are poverty, you know. A rat chasing you. Oh, imagine a rat. Some of you fear a cockroach. Flying cockroaches. Flying demons. No, you go buy a spray and spray those things. Maybe your house is dirty. You see, those animals, those insects, whatever. It's actually the house. Also, a place. There are places where they are. You see, you dream of, let's say, snakes biting you and all that. Let me tell you of a short story of my own experience. Someday in 2016, I had a dream. It was a very, very, very bad experience. In the dream, this snake came. I entered the house and then it came and beat me around here. As I was fighting it, it left me with that shoe. Then in the dream, I touched there like this and I saw the what? Blood. You see that? It haunted me for some time. Until I came here in this nation, 2017. Then I had to go back to Uganda for some reason. Then I heard the Spirit of God telling me, pray from here when you set off until Busia. Focusing on that scenario. So when it beat me, not biting, when it beat me, it went out and hid. So I went out to look for it and, you know, all in vain. You see that? Meaning that it is still lingering there. Conditions are still lingering there. You don't know. I'll also tell you another story after that. you will know that actually rebuking them in the spirit is so important. Actually, some of you need to learn how to pray in other tongues. The spirit will teach you, don't worry. Just go as you. Don't try to copy. Eh? Don't be a copycat. Eh? Because there's a language, there's a way the Lord wants to speak to you. Unlike me, or unlike your neighbor, all of you, there is a way the Lord deals with you differently at your level of understanding, at your level of perceiving things, at your level of growth. You understand, eh? You see that, eh? That's why actually all your DNAs are different. Your thumbprints are very, very different. You see how unique you are, eh? Actually, also the Lord looks at you like that, eh? Uniquely. So, I prayed. Started praying in other tongues, prayed in other tongues, prayed. Actually, I didn't even realize that we are at Busia. How many hours are those? Someone says four. They are eight. Chorus answer. No, I'm joking. You see, eh? Or maybe you teleport. Swing, you are there. You see, eh? So, then I started seeing the thing. The Spirit of God told me, go behind. This was actually, I went and revisited it. Then I went out, you know, put myself in that area, in that space. Now I'm looking for this thing to deal with it once and for all in the spirit. You don't have to go to a muganga. You see, eh? A muganga will give you double portions of those snakes. Eh? You see, eh? So I got out. And then the Spirit told me, you go behind the house. You go behind the house. I found the thing there. Huge. Massive. And this time around, actually, it had what? It had even increased. Jesus. I said, eh? Okay. Then I looked at it. And then it scared me the same way it came last time. But this time around, I was firm. Don't again visit. Hey, this is the what? I remember you, inakumbuka. I don't want you. You see, become stand and have your stand in the spirit. All you want to do is to dwell with this thing. It can be a family thing. Now I'm not a person of family curses. I'm not that, and I'm not. You never hear me do those things. I open up these portals, the spiritual portals, and then you find yourself there. So easily. And then you take it on with the Spirit of God, you and the Spirit. Even if the whole world comes against you. I'm telling you the truth. You always match the winner. I'm telling you. Whether with finances, whether I will show you for free. You see that? Even if your mother is against you, eh? You see, eh? So I looked at it, and then I remembered this animal. So massive, and then it lifted up its head, eh? To strike me again. Eh? Then I rebuked it. I remember, maybe this time around I spent many, many, many hours. I don't even remember when I got out, because I was not actually time conscious. I was not looking at my watch. I wasn't. But all I was actually for was to see this thing, hold it up, eh, in the spirit, and then cast it out. I remember. So I don't remember when actually what, but I remember in that space it was long looking at it as it's looking at me, and it wants to strike again. You see that? So, all of a sudden, it came and bypassed me in haste. And then I created what you can call actually an imaginary hell, a ditch. Say, now I throw you there. Looking down there, there was a fire. Then I throw it down there. All these things, you can actually see them in the spirit. I threw it down there. Then I peeped there, and the thing actually, you know, because it was so long, the behind part is actually in the fire, what those things, then this the head is still, you know, it still wants now to jump out. I continued to pray in other tongues as this thing was, what? You see, until now, the Lord told me, go back to the house. I opened the cupboard. They were, you know, it was another brood. You see, and I could see actually small little ones, what? But these ones, they were not what, they were small demons. So I said, now all of you follow your mother, and father and granddaughter. You see, then didn't end there. I made sure that the consuming fire, who is really now the Spirit of God, consumes them to the real last minute and second. You understand that? Then I, this is it. Hey, all of you prepare your passports. Okay, we are here. It so happened in time and on time. So that you'll hear the Spirit of God giving you sensations that wake up, go and what? Let me tell you, there was a day the Spirit of God, I've said this, this experience to many of you here. I wanted to wake up. You know, in Juba, there is no power. Guys depend on generators. Some of you have been there. So I wanted to wake up in a certain hour. Usually it would be from 2 to 5 there. I would pray between that time and all that. You see, at some point at 1, because people there sleep early. So I said, okay, now my phone doesn't have battery. Yet I need to do what? To wake up. At 3. This time round, I wanted at 3. Did you ever see our door open at any time? It would be always closed. Because if the other guy would go out, me, I would lock myself in and pray in other tongues. Almost the entire day. I still do it. Some of you don't know you escape funny bosses. Sweep. Thank you, Jesus. So, a big rat came. A big rat. Then started, you know, as if playing on my what? On my mosquito net. What? Hide and seek kind of experience. So the other guy said, hey, rat, where did it pass? What? Then I opened the door, you know, started now, you know, being on a rat chase, chasing the rat. Then I woke up, waking up, you know, now in my understanding, now the rat has gone. I checked on the time, for you know, from the phone of the other guy. It was exactly 3 when this thing had got out. Then I remembered, hey, actually I told the guy, let me be back. So I went and prayed up to about 5. You see that? A rat. It wasn't a demon. You see, you can be that superstitious, and then or you might think rats are what? Demons and what? Of course not snakes. You see, what's another experience? Some of you are wondering how the Spirit of God speaks. But of course you have to be very, very conscious of Him. Okay, the first step, if you want to hear Him speak, the first step is being conscious of Him. Be conscious of God and all His presence. Okay, for some reason, desire to have the fullness of joy, He will be there. Do you guys get it? no matter what, he will actually come out, you know, come along. He will come by. So at some point, I was seated, you know, Nyakuron, gazing in the skies. Then the Spirit of God told me, get back into the office. Eh? So I entered. Remember, there were two. Yeah, and they, for the big guy. So I entered ours. Then all of a sudden, I saw our car, the ministry car. It was a car van, what? It's called what? That car, small van. Eh? 7-seater. So I saw that actually some guy, I looked and then it was not there. So I remember praying, but not with the consciousness of, I'll tell you where it ends, eh? What I want to reach at. Because there are certain things, if you don't take them radically and all that, with the weight they come with, they linger. So this problem still comes back. Rent issue comes back. Yeah? For some reason, yeah, liars come back. Because it was not taken with the radicality that it desired. You understand? Eh? You guys get it? Eh? Now I'm not telling you to, what? No! It can. When you enter the Spirit, you try it out. Eh? When you are free, you are not conscious of time. You realize that actually you've even prayed for 2 or 3 hours. And you wake up, how could? Then whatever you have seen in that space, it will seem as though it was 5 minutes. But actually you were there. You see it? So I prayed, said, I rebuke what? But not with the great incense. Eh? That was a Saturday. Sunday. Actually, when we went back home, I told that uncle, who? The one who was driving that thing. Uncle who? Baba Divine. Hey, Uncle Jeff. So I told him, it's you who drives this car. Please place your hands upon it because I saw a theft. Of course, he was a humble man. He came and we touched it and we prayed for about 10 minutes. Praying in other tongues. Of course, I realized that his voice had gone. So I said, okay, now it's done. So actually that's how I limited also, you know, anything to do with car theft. So there is this lady called who? That car lady who was in choir. She used to drive a Land Cruiser, massive, big, very big, very big, working with a certain organization. This was now a Sunday. So we are there praising the Lord. Some guy came and powered that thing. Zoop, in the same place where I saw ours being taken away. So that spirit lingered. It didn't really go away. I don't know whether it was a territorial spirit. So it lingered. So we all gathered, what? Of course, she thought maybe a colleague of hers, what? So I saw the thing in Yumbe. There is a what called Yumbe. See, the thing actually is in Yumbe. It hadn't yet reached there, and Yumbe is far. That car didn't yet reach there, but I could see its final destination. Lo and behold, the car was actually seen there passing like this. Because for some reason they used to do businesses there, what, as organizations. Eh? So and then this person actually said, called this lady. Hey, this time you have come back early in this what, in this area. Say, no, my car is what? I've actually just seen it here pass. You know, rumor has it that actually they saw that thing. Eh? Because I remember when we gathered, Uncle Jeff said, let the prophet speak. This time round, he didn't call me a pastor. So, okay, now, prayed in other tongues. I closed out everything. Actually, I told them, stop praying. Then I concentrated, then I imagined. This car was here, blah, blah, blah. I could see a guy dressed up in black and all that, black t-shirt, came and took it and whatever. And then the final destiny was in Yombe. I could see that. Then I opened up my eyes and told them it's there. After about 2 days, because I told the lady, don't worry, you're going to see it. After 2 days, she received a phone call that we saw this thing passing. You see, of course, they take it there, design it in a different way, what? Spray it another color, what? But actually, rumor has it that they recovered that car. The Spirit of God speaks. Never ever limit him. Don't limit the Spirit of God. He is life. He will tell you anything. He will tell you, go do this, say that, don't say that, blah, 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 blah. Because you know some of you, it's the mouth, which is the problem. You can say, oh, what? You'll hear him say, now stop. Don't speak now. Now don't. When you reach there, don't. But you see, because you are, how? No. You have to step back and listen. And it's a gradual thing. Some of you, if, let's say, you cannot sustain a prayer for 10 minutes, start with 2 minutes. In those 2 minutes, close out everything out. Close out. Then you'll hear what you'll actually, when you're going to sleep, you feel a good sensation. You feel so good. Then you realize, you can actually, now you develop that culture slowly by slowly. But again, don't make it religious. That for me, I pray for 1 hour, and then what? No, it doesn't happen like that. Yeah. Give me lastly, 1 Corinthians. We shall end with that. 1 Corinthians. Thank you, Jesus. You'll complete this one, Job. 1 Corinthians 2. 2. 2 verse 15. I think that's the very last verse. 2 verse 15. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all. Does he say some things? Yeah, sometimes the Lord speaks and he says all. You see that? But such a person, you cannot tell them that the boss said that they are going to sack you. Yeah? Such a person is not subject to merely the landlord is going to chase me out of this house. You understand it? Put those things in context. Because the landlord, prophet, do you know this landlord, what? You cannot be subjected to the decisions of landlords. Okay. Some of you are still, you know, they even yesterday, what? I'm saying you cannot be. Again, some of you are still clinging to what happened yesterday, to the letter of eviction. Do you really understand what's happening? Okay. At least believe that the person telling you is of the Spirit. You cannot be subjected to these things. What is the day today? I know it very well. That a lot of you are still clinging to. Not paid his 7K. You see, I don't know where it's going to come from. Do you remember where we started from? If you only believe, because who is a believer again? I was telling someone, a believer. If you believe that, oh, today I'm going to walk out and what, go there, get a maratu, that's okay. Even heathens can do that. But now, when you start to believe the impossible, then you've become a believer. Then you've actually started walking in the Spirit. The Spirit of God wants to buffer you. He wants you to be radiant. Exodus 34. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it's verse 29. Exodus 34. Please hurry up. It says, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, I will not read those things because most of you have been baffled with these 10 commandments. He said, he was not aware. Yeah? After Limitless Fellowship Friday, a woman, a man out there was not aware that actually would sleep in that house for another 6 months. Thank you, Jesus. I know what I'm talking about. That one I know. That one I know. How you sleep there, it's a mystery. They will go, oh, what? Talk about passing by. And they can't see. For some reason, I'm telling you. See where it ends. Eh? He says, he was not aware. Every time you come here, every time you come here every Friday, something changes. Whether you are aware or not, something changes about you. You become a different person. I'm saying whether you know it or not. This was a guy from the presence of God. But actually, he didn't know that actually something had shifted. He says that he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. Do you know what it means when you speak with the Lord? All fears go. Actually, you don't know it. What's happening to me? It's actually other people that will tell you. You go down. It says, when Aaron, when the landlord, and all tenants, other tenants, when the boss and all your other colleagues, are you putting it in context now? When all what? You can put everything there. You see, eh? So who? Your face was radiant and they were afraid to come near you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Do you understand that? Something has happened. Already something has happened. Thank you, Jesus. See? But he was crippled here. How come they are just walking? For you, aren't you scared? What? It is just like that. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine this? Now I'm saying these things prophetically. Thank you, Jesus. You see, you don't know how the person that they rejected four times, to be specific, this row, four times. You can mention things, whether with visas or boyfriend, girlfriend. And then you strike again. Now I'm telling you what to do. You strike again. And then all of a sudden, by the moment they wake up to realize that actually they've given, in their minds, that person is wrong. We gave the person, we gave this thing to a wrong person. You're already there. Thank you, Jesus. You can believe me on this one. That's how the Spirit of God, that's how you interpret such things. No, but we expected you to fall. But actually, for some reason, you are shining radiantly. And they don't know. They don't know what's really happening. They completely don't know. They actually fear you. They say, what? Thank you, Jesus. You see how you drastically change. Because you have been with the Holy Ghost. Okay, let's put it, right. Because you are with. Who is this God to you? You see, all of a sudden, what? And then man, they see you in a good suit. Is this our very own? Scripture says that the Spirit of God was with Jesus. To the extent that they could not recognize him. You become that. And his favor. Of course, where the Spirit of God, there's favor, there's love. Please don't carry hate. Don't carry hate on people. You are just wasting your time. Hate is not for you. The Spirit of God does not move in hateful kind of, atmospheres. Those things of, God, do something I want you. No, those things don't exist. If you are wishing them whatever, it's okay actually to keep quiet about things. You see that? Don't. You become radiant. Your face. Now, this face means your face value changes. You understand this? Not just, his eyes were bigger. What? No. Your face value changes. Can I also remind you? Remember the Samaritan babe? The babe. Okay, woman. Imagine the picture people were looking her in. You see? Prostitute. Blah, blah, blah. But because she had been with the Lord, something changed. Actually, scripture says that, the entire city, one babe like this, who was moments ago, no, we have just seen you come out of that man's house. Only that, you still carry that, so what, God forgive me, why what? Moments ago, they had just seen her. Maybe that there were five guys. Now some of you are looking down like this. I'm not judging you. You are not judged. But you can, after this, you can judge all things. And then realize that actually I'm liberated. Can you imagine? She changed the entire city. The whole city. Without Facebook. Without Instagram. How she did it, I don't know. Let me so relate this other word to you. Jesus that day. Some of you have actually heard it before. Jesus that day was thirsty to give out a revelation. Thank you, Jesus. That day, Jesus was thirsty. Don't actually, Jesus was thirsty. I wanted to what? He was thirsty to give out a certain thing. See, this one here, I want it out. Then a babe, that shop. Aha! Do you realize actually, both of them never took that natural water? Do you realize that? That which was given to her and imparted, she ran with it. She radiantly, drastically, and immediately changed. Zoop. You are just fearing to engage. Because you are thinking a lot of things. How will they look at me? Now, for as long as you still look thinking like that, you cannot really experience the Holy Ghost, the person of the Holy Ghost, the real thing. Because remember, it's the person, not just mere wind and what and dove and what. You see that? Engage. One by one. You see things changing here and there. And actually, when that, let me end with this. When that is really happening, most of you want to hinder him. It is that place when you no longer understanding what is happening. At that moment, you now he has started his workings. Because you see, the way he wants to deal with you is that he does not want anyone to understand you. By human judgments of things. You understand that? I don't want to come out of this. Catch on what I'm telling you. When it's really happened, you see, for some reason, remember that lady who picked money in the lift? Okay, the man, I've never experienced miracle money. What's that? Then you find it there. Say, Then she went ahead to call everyone. Is this your money? Because she wanted to be understood. I don't know whether you understand that. She wanted to go back to maybe it's someone, what? Let me be a good Samaritan and what? And give them money, what? Maybe someone might have lost what? Their school fees. You see how you actually putting those things? You want them to add up, eh? Whatever the Spirit of God wants you to be, it does not add up. It shouldn't add up. It shouldn't. You see, eh? How you become what are they called? MD. Eh? What's MD? How you become what? Actually, now I'm hearing, eh? That person in the state house is to do with internal affairs, something like that. You will see these things. Eh? But we preserved the guy. Yeah? We preserved that person. Eh? You see that? Eh? So when that Holy Spirit, when the Spirit is talking, when he's actually, you know, doing these things, he wants you to be baffled here and whatever. He wants to take you to this place, the other place, and traverse all this vast land out there. Then you say, I want to stop here. There's a lady who was with her. Years ago, I think 2-3 years ago, he said, I think you guys, your life that you're preaching is beyond my understanding. Now you see, he wants you, whatever you capture, should be beyond your understanding. Because you see, he operates in exceedingly, abundantly. Then he says, above all else. But you see, while that is really happening, a lot of people actually limit him by trying to be or to operate in the space where people understand them. Okay, I want you to sleep here for 2 months without pay. Lord, give me a job. Prophet, pray for me. I want to have a job. And why don't you chillax? You see, the job shall come. If that's your desire, it will come. The moment you come here, things change. We know where we come from. And we know what to do. You like it or not? Allow that face to shine upon you. Allow the Spirit. Actually, it was the Spirit. You see that?
We are such a nation. Mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our Father, Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. Purpose: to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kabwama and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.